Number 10,037, Bill Gibris, northwest of Road 502, northwest of Railroad, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
William B. Gibris, 34676 Bi-State Boulevard, Laurel, Delaware.
Mr. Gibris, is the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I work for Crystal Steel Fabricators. I'm Vice President of Operations, and what we want to do is add on to our west building, which is the adjacent to the concrete building systems property on the west side. At one time, this property, I believe, was owned by Bay Steel. It was a concrete place and a structural steel place, and way back before the 90s. It got separated. In the existing building, when the purchasers, the Lowell family, when they purchased this, the front corner of the building is 16 feet, plus or minus, off the side of the property. And when I came about 10 years ago, the back corner of the building was about 18 feet. Now, I've been to the building department twice since I've been here. We added two 60-foot additions, but the foundations, we didn't have to put any foundations in. Somebody had approved that apparently prior to my coming, and the foundations were already in, and we got the approval, we built the building. Mm-hmm. Now what we want to do is add on another 120 feet on the same crane runway. And when we do that, the back corner of the existing building that we got approved is probably about 19 feet. When you go about halfway to that 120 foot, you're going to somewhere in there, the 20 foot, and then by the time you get to the end of the building, you would be okay, it would be clear. Now, this is a crane runway, so it's not the kind of building that you can build and just turn, because you can't turn an overhead crane when it's running down the runway. What we want to do, this 120 foot addition, is just build, actually just build a crane runway where the crane can go over and store steel. We don't want to put a roof on it. We don't even want to put roof trusses up there. What we would like to do on this addition is put the columns up and then come down with a stiff leg on both sides, about 6 feet off to the side of it. This would support the building to hold the crane to move the steel in and out of the building. That's what we're here for.
Okay.
The request is for 1.4 feet, is that correct?
Well, the request is, I really would like to get the 6 feet from the 20 foot for the new addition. In other words, but we would work with everybody on this. I can show you a picture here because they didn't give you one of these.
It's quite an expense to have to put the roof trusses up. And we really don't need a roof on this particular. That's what we're planning and we'd like to do. This is the line in question which encroaches on the 20 foot. On the 20 foot, the column line here. And what we would like to do is just put the stiff leg out here and eliminate this overhead truss.
Okay.
And then we just use this as a steel crane runway for storing steel. We'll never be have the roof on it or walls or anything like that. So we would have to come in the additional 6 feet. Now, if we can't get that, we said, okay, we call these temporary so we get going. We're quite busy.
Can you go back to the podium, please?
Pardon?
Can you go back to the podium, please? Yeah. Sorry.
We're quite busy, and we need storage space for the steel that's coming in. And what we said we would do is if we could get the 6 feet, that'd be it. We'd like to just stay with that and not have to put the truss in.
Mm-hmm.
But if we have to put the temporaries in and you say, no, we can't get the 6 feet, then we would come back later and put the truss in within a year or so.
Okay. Now you're saying 6 feet. An additional 6 feet from what you're already asking for?
Well, yeah, from where it is right now.
But
in other words...
So what you're requesting is then a variance of 7.4 feet.
Yeah, it would be... I would say the corner of the new building is probably about 19 feet right now, plus or minus. I haven't actually gone out and run a survey line there. And so we would say that it would be 6 feet additional. So less than 19, so it would be about 13 foot would be the offset to that post that's sticking out there.
How soon before you could give us an accurate measurement?
Oh, I'd have to get a surveyor in there, and I'd have to, you know, I mean, I'd scale it off of this drawing.
Well, what you're saying is you're saying that your request now is for 7.4 foot variance into the setback.
Well, our request initially was to encroach on the 20 feet.
1.4 feet.
1.4 yeah. feet.
Now you're saying an additional 6 feet.
I don't know where we got the 1.4 feet.
From your application.
Application.
Was it on the application?
It's right on
okay. All right, well, then, okay. What I'm saying is that if that's what all we can get,
well,
we'll accept that, but we would like to get the additional 6 feet so it would be 7.4 feet. And then we would not have to put the roof trusses in to support the columns. Yes.
So we understand that okay. if we were to grant a variance of 7.4 feet and it turned out to be 7.5 feet, you'd have to come back before this board again.
We would have to go out and physically measure it first. I think, you know, but if you gave me the 7.4, I think we're going to be okay.
You're quite certain that 8 feet will cover it?
8 feet should cover it. I think 8 feet should cover it, and I know where the posts are at. I could set a transit up and go out there and double check it. But if you could give me the 8 feet, yeah, that would work, I think.
All right, then that's what we'll see in the opposition for.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. And that will change that variance now from 1.4 to 8 feet.
8 feet.
And you feel comfortable?
Yeah.
Okay, so for an 8-foot variance.
We'll double check it to make sure.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I would say because of the actual use of the property, it does present some uniqueness. And the request, I think, is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood and would be a minimum to afford relief for the applicant. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve an 8-foot variance for case number 10,037.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,037 for an 8-foot variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved for an 8-foot variance, sir.
Okay. We'll double check that and just make sure.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Case number